And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We're getting ready for the Christmas holiday, too.
Sounds like a festive time.
It very much is, Phil. And part of it, of course, is our young man's display, where we do celebrate the young African-American men and the African-American family, because much more attention, I think, need to be paid to that.
Well, it's an admirable goal. Now, you're talking about the young man's display entailing young black women marrying young black men to reinforce the African-American family.
That is correct, and, but particularly young white women that are prone to be attracted to young black men.
All right, now, what do you mean by that? And we're talking with Clara Bingham. She's a middle school teacher. Tonight you're having an open house at Joyful Union Middle School, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, what do you mean about young white women and young black men?
Well, the message that we want to impart to all young women, particularly young white women, that our young black men are needed in their communities to lead their family. And in order for that to happen, we want young white women to realize that when they see a beautiful young black man, to let them marry a beautiful young black female and resist the temptation to engage in a relationship with him. In our classroom display, we call it getting your hooks in. We tell our male students that all women are to be respected and treated with dignity and gentleness. But you need to be aware that there are a lot of white women who want to get their mud hooks into you, and you need to resist that.
This is a message about the racial and cultural integrity of the black family. You're speaking to black men directly about this?
No, really, Phil, our message is for white women primarily, to please leave our men alone and not get their heads filled with ideas about getting married and this sort of thing, because the white woman is not primarily interested in that with a black man. And
well, what are you talking about the interest of white women? It sounds to me like you're discouraging interracial marriage.
Not necessarily, no. I think it's simply more with white women, it's a trophy question. You've heard of the trophy wife. White women like to be on the arm of a black man because it sends a message to other white women that they are perhaps they are hipper than they are, or they have more style or something. But
doesn't this belittle any woman who's white who may be in love with or in a committed relationship with a black man? See, you're saying that.
No, I don't intend to do that, Phil.
But you're saying the message to white women is please leave our men alone.
Well, it doesn't have to be as direct as that, but in essence, yes. In essence, we are saying to white women that the party's over, that we are looking toward a century where we are trying to rebuild the black family, and we are trying to give the black family integrity. And I don't intend to belittle any woman. White women who are currently with black men have been with them for longer than, say, 6 months to a year. They may be hard to find, but I'm not really talking about them. I'm simply saying to white women who are shopping around for a black man or what have you, to please leave these men alone so they can find a black wife and begin the process of reconstructing the black family in America.
It sounds to me, Ms. Bingham, and I'm give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham, that you don't want to see white women and black men. Let's get back to the idea that a family is a good family no matter what the race of the members. If it's loving and moral and the family members are committed to each other.
All right.
What about that?
But unfortunately, in a family where the father is black and the wife is white, the children are black, and they see their black father with a white woman, and they start wondering why this white woman would want to get her hook in this man. So the children become polarized and confused as to why mommy has glommed onto a proud black man and not a white man. And the idea is to reconstruct and to reinforce the integrity of the black family. And you have a lot of white women, and they're very good women. But they want to, go slumming, or they want to cat around, or this kind of thing. And we are simply saying to them, the party's over, and we want you to leave our men to them.
But here's what I'm having a hard time with, and I realize that.
Please don't read this in a racial way, Phil. I think you're reading it in a racial way.
Here's the thing I'm having a hard time with. If a white woman and a black man meet each other, and they fall in love.
But that is a rarity. That really is.
That's a rarity.
That's not a real common occurrence. As I said, If you can find me a white woman who's been with a black man for more than 6 months, 6 months to a year, let's say.
All right.
I'm not speaking necessarily directly to her. I'm talking to the overwhelming majority of white women who want to, get their hooks into a black man because it's a status thing. And our beautiful young, well, because the white men are not, the white men they're meeting these days are a little bit trashy or this kind of thing. So they're looking for a man who has some class, a man who has a sensitivity to him, if you will, a man who has some soul to him. And I don't mean that in a racial sense. I mean that in a sensibility sense. Certainly she is going to be attracted to a black man. But I am saying to the white women, with our young man display and whatnot, please keep your hooks out of our black man. Keep your mud hooks out.
That's the thing. And you've got this display that says, keep your mud hooks out of our man.
It's just a colloquial way of trying to communicate directly the idea that we are trying over the next century to reconstitute with integrity the African-American family.
All right, and that would preclude, then, black men and white women getting together.
That is correct.
All right. Now, let me ask you about the opposite, black women with white men. What about that? Does that jeopardize the integrity of the black family?
Well, it's not. Black women with white men do not pose, I don't think, fill the same problem. A black woman with a white man, it is a more logical choice. In terms of a socioeconomic, from the socioeconomic standpoint, it is logical for a black woman to choose a white man. I am speaking primarily of our beautiful young black men being seduced and this kind of thing. And it's an unfortunate word to have to use. Unfortunately, I have to use it by these white, by the whites who want to get their hooks in and go for a joyride. You know, some kind, in some cases, a sexual joyride. But certainly it doesn't do anything, I think, for our family. And we ask the white women of America to please leave our men alone. Please leave them alone so they can bond with a black woman and get with the business of constructing and making sound of the African-American family. Quit fooling around with our men.
A lot of what you're saying here sounds, in a way, demeaning to the white women.
I certainly don't intend that.
Well, I mean, quit fooling around with our men. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm simply saying I think a lot of white women treat black men like they're some kind of a plaything or a toy or a status symbol. I'm saying leave those young men so they can be with the woman that ultimately they can build a family with.
All right, Clara Bingham is with us. She's a middle school teacher. Tonight you can hear the sounds of the classroom behind her. They're having a open house. What grades do you teach, Clara? That with middle school is...
Right now, at Joyful Union Hill, our middle school is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and we get our children prepared for a college preparatory four-year high school.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the need for black women and black men to marry and to, as you say, Clara, reinforce the integrity of the African-American home, and you have made an appeal to white women to, quote, don't put your hooks into our men, which I still think sounds a little negative.
No, it is simply a colloquial reference, that's all. See, don't put your mud hooks in, your meat hooks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nina, hi Nina, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Clara Bingham.
Hi, Clara.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I think you're wrong for what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
I believe that you're wrong for what you're saying about white women need to get their hooks out of black men. If a black man wants to marry a white woman, that's his prerogative.
Well, I think that a lot of black men get seduced by these women, you know, because of some kind of a status thing. All I'm trying to say to the white women is don't get their heads filled with all kind of ideas, you know.
That's not fair to say because my twin brother dated nothing but of the other race, and I'm a black woman, okay? And I never felt that he was doing anything wrong. That was his choice.
Well, I don't think
it's
wrong.
And I was happy for him.
Yes, I don't think it's wrong. I think it undermines the integrity of our African-American family.
No, it does not undermine.
Did they have children together?
No, they did not. Unfortunately, he was killed. But what I'm saying is he was very happy.
See, the white girl toyed with him.
She didn't total him.
I'm saying she toyed with him.
She toyed with him.
Did she have anything to do with his death?
Now, hold on for a minute. We're talking about something.
No, she did not. She did not have anything to do with it. What I'm saying to
you is that he was very happy. Well, what I'm saying is, darling, how do you know she didn't put a lot of fool ideas into his head and he went and got himself killed?
Because he was a strong black man. He was a strong black man, a very strong black man.
Yes, of course he was, and I'm sure he was a wonderful brother. But
he was a brother, too. He was a strong black man that loved a multicultural woman. We call him Mr. International.
Can I tell you something? Does it ever occur to you that he might be still with us today had he found himself a beautiful young black sister to be that?
Boy, that's pretty...
You know, that is so disrespectful.
That's really rough.
I'm
a teacher, and my job is to get to the root.
You are not teaching the right message to your students, so I don't even know how you made it to become a teacher.
Well, now, what should not...
That's the problem with today's schools, is that these teachers are giving our students their message and their beliefs.
What could be negative about trying to get the message out about a strong black family with a black father and a black mother and all that?
That's evolution theory. They just put a sticker in the book stating that it's false now.
I didn't hear you, darling. Your phone is breaking up.
It's like the evolution theory. Did you hear about that? They had to put the stickers in the books in Atlanta because they feel the evolution theory is wrong now.
Well, that's all nonsense. I'm just simply...
That's how you sound, like nonsense.
Oh, I don't know. What is wrong with a strong brother and a strong sister getting together and all these white women...
Nothing wrong with that. My mother and my father made me my brother. But what is wrong with a strong white woman and a strong black man getting together making a big, cute, mixed race baby?
Well, because that's just it. When you put a white woman together with a black man, it all gets diluted and mixed. It all gets mucked around. It all gets mucked around, darling. You don't want to...
Well, what do you mean it gets mucked?
Those kids are beautiful. You can't deny that.
I'm not saying that the children aren't beautiful. I'm saying that there's no such thing as a strong white woman, number one, just between you and me.
You know what? I can't even talk to you because you're wrong.
I want to jump in here. I just want to jump in. This is Phil Henry. Ms. Bingham, you're saying some things that are rather insightful. We say there's no such thing as a strong white woman.
There's no such thing as a strong white woman with a black man. That's all I'm saying.
Quincy Jones is not a strong black man, and I know he's married to Peggy Lipton still.
Oh, well, but you know he fooled around on her. He fooled around on that woman. You know, look at Peggy Lipton.
He's a prime example.
All right, look. Is there another way you can put this? Look, Ms. Bingham, what I'm saying is there another way you can put...
I'm not saying white women are not strong. I'm saying put a white woman with a black man, and you get a tendency toward a criminal mindset. And what I'm
criminal mindset? The basketball players marry white women? They're not criminals?
Well, they marry white women, but they're still going with black girls, you see, because they want to be... They get out
of... Do you know how many white men have white wives and they follow black women? Did you just now watch the black woman who's got a lawsuit against talk show host?
You have to stop watching too many of the TV talk show and find yourself a black man.
Do you live in the South? Where do you live?
I live in Los Angeles, California. I live in Bellflower, California.
You know where you're blinded then.
Obviously, you're blinded.
Well, you live in LA, and so do I. You telling me that it's not real?
All right.
You gotta come off of this lady.
You try to make a black family. You
men date white women. Oriental women date black men. White men date
white
women.
Sister, I gotta tell you something.
Triangle. Everyone's gonna love one another.
Sister, I think you are yelling so loud, darling. Now, Nina, listen to me. Nina, listen to me. You are screaming so loud. I think you blew the speaker out of your cell phone.
It's
all busted
up. You're the KKK because it's rude.
Hold on, ladies. I can't understand. I understand what the caller was saying about Ms. Bingham's comments being a little bit insightful. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Clara Bingham, who is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation Middle School in Bellflower. One of the displays they have tonight at their open house is, I think it's called a young man display, where they encourage young black men and young black women to marry to reinforce and to regenerate the integrity of the African-American family. And to that end, she is openly asking white women to, and she said it, and this is maybe what got the caller upset, to quote, please stay away from our black men and not, you know, she said, I think she used the phrase, if I'm not mistaken, the joyride's over. get your mud hooks out of our black men. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up in our next hour, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the further celebration on the Bush election. Tonight we're with Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation Middle School. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten any children? Have you seen them lately?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Your brother dated a white woman, Ms. Bingham?
Yes, Phil, my brother Kevin did, and we had to have a family intervention with him. We said to him, in so many words, you know, she is a very beautiful young white girl who, you know, filling his head full of a lot of fool ideas, you know, about...
When you say fool ideas, what do you mean?
Well, see, you know, all that. You are so strong, and you are so sexy, all this, you know. And this is nonsense. A white woman going to feed a black man's head full of this kind of thing for about 6 months to maybe 8 months. And then she trapped him like a bad habit for the first white man to come along and swing open the door of a Jaguar or Rolls Royce, you know. But
you also said that it's logical for a black woman to be with a white man.
Just from a socioeconomic standpoint, that's like, it makes sense. You see a sister with a white man, and you just nod your head, and you go, well, that makes sense. You know, that doesn't shock me, and I don't think anyone sees that as unusual. But I think what we are trying to say is we need our young black men to lead our black families. And to the white girls out there, you know, your fun's over, the joy ride's over. You had a good time while it lasted. It's time to, you know, wipe the makeup off your face and get yourself a bath, you know, and get back to, let's get back to the integrity of our families, all American families.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Clara Bingham with us, who is encouraging young white girls to please stay away from black men. They need to head up black families. Stephanie is on the line. Hello, Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, I am very upset with what you were saying, Ms. Bingham. I thought that since the Civil War, everything that's been happening with Martin Luther King up to the present is to show that the black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian people are not a color, but a human. So I would say it's a human man with a human woman, not a black man with a white woman.
Well, now, can I ask you where you live?
I live in Ventura County.
Well, that's nice and white up there, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Now, you're up with the white people up there because you feel comfortable with them.
What is this white people?
A white woman wants to change a black man. We have a thing in our culture, you know, the Oreo, black on the outside, white on the inside.
That's absurd. You're taking the beliefs that are being changed.
Now, hold on. There's also a thing called a vanilla wafer. That's white on the outside and black on the inside. That's what a white woman wants to be. And we're simply trying to say, let's let our black families grow without a young white girl like you. Well, you're a young white girl. You're going to stick a lot of ideas into a black man's head. Are you going out with a black man right now, dear?
Excuse me?
Are you dating a black man right now, dear?
No, ma'am, I am not.
That's good.
And I
hope you keep it that way.
That would be me dating a male.
All right, Stephanie, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You understand that in a lot of ways you're baiting these people.
No, I'm trying to educate Phil.
All right, we'll be right back with Clara Bingham on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking to us from Joyful Union Middle School, where she is a teacher, is Clara Bingham. She is, you're obviously African-American, Ms. Bingham. I don't think I ever asked you that, but you teach at a predominantly black school?
All of our students are African-American, yes.
Okay. You are saying that young white women, please stay away from our black men. We need them to relate to and to eventually bond with and marry black women to reinforce the integrity of the black family. You say that white women have been on a joyride. A lot of the things you're saying sound just a tad, shall we say, inflammatory, dare I say racist.
No, so there is nothing racist about what I am saying. I said there is no problem with a black woman being with a white man.
Why do you think white women go after black men? You said it isn't about sex. You said it's about status.
There's a certain hip credibility, too. You have to understand that young white women have grown up in a white culture where they strain so very hard to identify with the shall we say, subcultural credibility of being an African American. You have Eminem and all this. You know, he's a white boy who, you know, probably when he's at home talking to his mama or whoever, he talks like a white boy. Well, he get out on the TV and the radio, and he wishes that he was black. You know, and a lot of white girls wish that too. And so, because they want to reject their parents and their whole status quo, so they go after a young, beautiful black man in 8 months to a year. They dump him like a bad habit, and they're on to their house on the hill. And I'm just saying that we're saying as black women, you know, your joyride, your good time's over. And you can keep your mess at home now, and you can twist around some white man's head.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everything you're saying about white women and black men, they're out to twist their heads around, mess their heads up.
But I don't think they're doing it intentionally. I just think a white woman with a black man means black man's head gets twisted all and messed up. It's not that she's trying to, but every time you put a white woman with a black man, it fills his fool head with all kinds of crazy notions, and he gets all messed up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham. Here's Carmen. Hello, Carmen.
Hi.
Hi.
This call is for Clara. I've dated a black man, dated for a black man for all 5 years, and it's the black man that seeks the white woman out. I'm Mexican, and they're the ones that seek the woman out, not the woman seeking the man out.
You're Mexican?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, that's not quite the same thing.
It is. I've lived in America all my life.
Well, I know, but you're not.
I'm American.
You're not white.
I am American.
You're American, yes, but you are.
But
you're basically black.
The black man does not seek the white woman. Is the one that seeks the seeking out.
I don't know.
In
your case, we can't be sure because.
Hold on, everybody. Everyone's talking over each other.
I'm just simply saying, Phil, in her case, it's not really the same thing.
Why?
Because
it's the same thing.
She's Mexican, and there is a little bit more of a black thing going on with them than there is white women.
You're saying, in other words, Carmen being Mexican, she's not white?
Not the kind of white woman I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about? You talking about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman?
The middle class, yeah.
I am middle class.
Not some purple nail polish wearing.
You
just said I am not. No, you see, your language is like from El Monte or something, darling.
No, I'm from Vista, California, and I'm not from El Monte.
Well, you're
home girl or anything.
Well, you sound like
a
hoochie mama with that no, I ain't no kind of language, right?
Oh no, the only hoochie mama.
What do you mean hoochie
girlfriend?
My girlfriend. I'm an educator with a 4-year degree as a teacher. You are a teacher and you speak that way, that kind of English?
Oh, excuse me.
What do you teach?
I work.
I said I was a teacher. You said you were too. So what do you teach?
I've taught everything. And I also work for the greatest place
everything?
Ever.
Let me ask something. Do you know how to remove a cuticle? I think that's what she means by teaching.
All right, now wait a minute.
No, I'm not no person that...
I'm not no. Here she goes with that language again. Girlfriend, you have got to get a book on English and learn how to construct an English sentence much
you
more.
You teach what? Preschool?
I teach young people how to say I am, not I'm not no.
Excuse me.
All right.
Me.
Yes, that's right. Now you go get your purple nail polish
and
go out and find yourself an African man or whatever it is you...
Yeah, you're African
You're speaking down...
She obviously didn't... You don't teach speech, do you, darling?
Don't need to.
Have you?
I really don't need to.
Where did you teach basket weaving?
When I'm talking to a woman like you, I really don't need to.
Well, wherever you taught people how to weave baskets, I think you need to.
Now you're putting the Native American down?
Well, if that's what you are.
Are you putting the Native American down, too, the original American?
I guess you're going to tell me you're that, too, huh?
I am that, too.
Then you're Mexican, and now you're Indian? Look, the Indian.
What is Indian?
You know, the Indians with the whole war hoop thing. Is that what you say you are?
We're Indian?
Wait a minute.
I thought we were Native American.
Well, all right, whatever floats your boat.
That's listening to the Henry Show, Native Americans, please call this woman because she knows nothing of what she's talking about.
Well, I tell you what. Next time you have a war dance,
I've never heard of an Indian.
Why don't you sweep out your teepee and invite me in for a cup of whatever you have, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm,
but next
mm-hmm.
you'll be telling me you're a leprechaun.
All right, look, thank you for your call. There's a lot of racism coming out.
No, Phil, it's not racism. I'm simply I'm yanking her chain.
Well, it sounds very... it sounds as if you're objectifying people and...
Well, look at you. No, I'm just yanking her chain. Now, see, a hoochie mama calling up with a purple nail polish...
She didn't say she was a hoochie mama. She said she was Mexican.
It's not the same thing, Phil, as the white women I'm talking about. And
well, what's the difference?
The Latin woman in America, culturally, is married a little bit more closely to the African-American culture as opposed to the white woman who is more Northern European. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Now, she said she white, she said she Indian, then she said she a hoochie mama. I don't know what she is.
She never described herself as a hoochie mama. She simply said that she was Mexican and she dated a black man. Let me move on with the calls and forget about whether or not we're... The ethnicity of the people that are calling. We're talking about white women and black men. Here is Rashawn. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell her that black men want them women. That's why they want them
do.
Women. Them women aren't seducing them men.
I know
them
you
men
do.
Want
and
them
that's
women.
Because you got
them
your
men don't like themselves. Them men don't like this black woman. Them men want them straight-haired women.
Well, that's right.
Nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Your head still
all I ask them men to do. All I ask
right.
them men to do is not
look,
talk
if we're
going to
have people
woman.
Talking over each other, I'm going to hang up on both of you.
Okay.
All right. Look, Phil. Here's this fool who wants to be white.
Don't call him a fool because that's not going to.
Well, it's true, isn't it, Rashawn?
Let me tell you something.
How come you take that Muslim name and you want to hang out with all the white girls?
Let me tell you something.
I want to know. You taking on a Muslim name and yet you want to be with
You're not listening to me.
You want to go out a vanilla wafer girl and you take a Muslim name.
Ain't nothing
He's
you can
not
do
saying.
If that's what they want. You understand what I'm saying now?
Ain't nothing you can
they
say.
Want. They pursue them. They go after them.
You can say no, darling. That's what you can do.
I'm married to a black woman.
Well, then what you fussing at me for?
I know folks who go after them white women. And then what they will say is, the white women want me, but the black women don't want me. So they know what I got.
You know that,
all
right?
They're not pursuing the black
women.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know, black women are going after the white man because they want a little socioeconomic security.
I ain't saying about no black women and white men. I said the black men are going after those white women or those Latino women.
That's right.
And they're pursuing them because that's what they like.
But look what happened to Kobe.
They perceive them as more beautiful than their own.
Now, you see what happened to
Kobe. They don't like themselves.
When that happened to Kobe Bryant, he went after that white girl. What do you think happened to him? You see what I'm saying?
I don't care what happened to Kobe. We explained about what you talking about. What are you
talking
about?
I'm talking about Kobe Bryant going with that vanilla girl like that little O'Shea, that turned him into a jailbird, a proud, young, beautiful black man, a jailbird out in Colorado,
look.
Out there
all
in white town.
To all I want you to understand is they pursue them. It's not vice versa. It's not.
What about what he's saying?
For the majority,
yeah.
Is the man is pursuing that woman.
That's the point of this gentleman's call. What do you have to say to that?
Well, first of all, these white girls have got our brothers so turned around. They think that they are
pursuing
them. The white girls have got their heads turned around, thinking they're pursuing. The white girls stick their hook into a black man. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
It's that man doing that. It ain't that.
No, that's what I'm saying, you brother. You have got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm with them. I hang out with them.
I see them every day. I'm in a nail shop with them, in a hair salon with them. I'm listening to them babbling around that perfume counter, talking about a black man this, and he thinks.
They couldn't if that man didn't want them. You think they wouldn't got him? No.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to put their hooks right. I'm just saying all the white girls stay away. Stay away. And where'd you get that name?
Talk to the brothers. You need to leave them alone and talk to the brothers. That's what I'm trying to say. You're wasting your time talking to them.
Let me
talk to the brothers.
Are you Muslim?
No.
So what's up with Rashawn? What's that about?
My father named me after jazz musician Rashawn Roland Kurt.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, that's where my name comes
from. I saw him at the...
you did?
Yeah, I saw him at the Southgate Palace when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You saw Rashawn Roland Kurt?
Yeah.
A white boy?
Yeah, a white boy. I went there. All right, Rashawn, thank you very much.
Is your wife full? Now, I want to ask Rashawn, is your wife full black or octoroon or what is she?
Full black. She's dark.
All right, she's not mahogany or kind of a chestnut. All right.
She's dark.
All right. Thanks very much, Rashawn, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Gia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Hi, Gia.
Hi. I'm calling because I totally disagree with Mrs. Biggins. First of all, she sounds very racist. And I don't know if you know about the movement that Martin Luther King Jr. fought for. Equality, honey. Look it up in the book. What does equality mean? Okay, so you're going to take us back to the 60s when we was getting our butt kicked, when we were fighting, when they wanted separate but equal. That's what you're talking about. You are talking about keeping racism segregated, and that's what Martin Luther King fought for. Didn't he fought for equality?
Right, he fought for equality. So what you going to find yourself a white man?
Okay, so why can anybody date whoever they want? I have an 8-year-old son. I'm an African-American
woman. Oh, my God. You want to get your little
boy? I have three brothers. My brothers say black, white, Mexican, mixed, whatever makes them happy.
Mink?
I mix black.
Like a mink.
I do not tell them who to date and why to date because like Rashawn, the other caller
said,
you should. Black men seek out the white women and you got it twisted.
No.
The white woman is at their every call, not the other way around.
I want to ask you something, Gia. Are you Muslim?
No, I'm not.
Where'd you get the name Gia?
I got from my mother. I have no idea. She said a nurse named me in the hospital.
And you're not Muslim?
I'm not Muslim.
Why do you think she's Muslim with the name Gia?
Yeah. Is that Muslim?
No, that's not a Muslim name.
I think it's Japanese.
Japanese?
Yeah.
Are you Buddhist?
No, I'm not. I'm black. I'm African American.
Are you Taoist? Are you Confucianist?
No, I'm not. Did you just hear me?
Are you black?
I am Baptist.
Are you Baptist or are you black? Are you Jewish?
No. Didn't I just say I was black?
She says she's black.
She's asking me, am I Jewish? Am I Buddhist?
And Sammy Davis Jr. was Jewish. He black?
Lord.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not Sammy Davis Jr.
Have you got a reverse perm?
I am Baptist.
All right, then I got another question. Have you a reverse perm or are you all natural with a fro?
Have I what?
Have you got the reverse perm? Do you jerry curl or is
what
it a natural fro?
What the hell are you asking? I don't wear a perm, honey.
All right, so you got the
hair,
jerry.
My dad is Indian and my hair is straight. Not stringy straight, but my hair is, I can get in the shower and wet my hair.
You're not one of these sisters claiming you an Indian, because I just told
you. No, I am not. I am African American. I just told you what I was.
Well, you said your dad was an Indian.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean
did I wear a perm, and I told you no, and I was telling you why. Do you wear a perm? Because you know what? I believe deep in your heart, are you married or divorced?
I am married. I'm married to Reverend Pastor William Redd.
Your second marriage? Because I believe down the line, some black man left you for a white woman.
So you got issues. Honey, I got a brother for do you crimp your hair?
Do I what?
Do you crimp?
Crimp.
Crimp your hair.
No, I don't.
All right, now let me ask you this. This is very important. Are you bald? Do you have weaves?
Why are you asking all these questions?
White women dating black men.
I want to know if you're a proud sister.
I'm a proud sister, honey. I got a black son with a black baby daddy.
I'm going to tell you this.
Okay,
are you stereotyping? No, I'm not.
Because, see, it's black women out here with five and six baby daddies.
We can
stereotype all day.
Well, that's
I don't
why
want
I'm
my brother
saying,
dating them.
Look at honey, you were out there and you see all them damn grill movies.
Ladies, hold on.
I want to answer, does she wear hoop earrings?
Will you forget about weaves?
What the hell is that?
All right, here's what I'm asking.
Here's what I want to ask you. No, I don't wear any earrings.
Right,
I don't wear makeup.
What is the point?
I am a natural,
Let me find out what the point of this is.
Here's my point, Phil.
Do you wear
earrings?
Do you have
a black woman is a white woman is no match for a black woman. When a black woman wants a black man, do you have rings around your neck like them people in Swaziland? No, you don't.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Is your hair a natural?
My hair, I conked it.
You crimped it?
No, I conked.
You what?
I conked it, darling. I straightened it out.
What, you straighten it out?
Yeah, I want to look like Pam Grier.
Okay, why do you want to look like the white woman?
When's the last time Pam Grier looked white? I want to look like Pam Grier.
What? Okay, but her hair is straight.
You're talking about white women, but you're
trying to look like them.
No.
You ain't no sister with that black power sign.
I snap my drum and I move my neck in a circle whenever I'm at.
Do you wear makeup? You sitting up there telling that caller,
yes,
the white woman would be on makeup. Do you have a makeup
right
now?
You got a hoochie mama. She had a purple
damn. I don't have any makeup,
right.
honey.
This has turned in.
So you don't wear no purple
I don't wear nothing, honey. I don't wear nail polish.
You snap
nothing.
Your gum and move
I
your neck in a
natural.
Circle with your own.
I don't wear earrings.
Right.
I don't wear any type of jewelry.
Can I ask a question here? By insulting,
I have one ring,
hold on.
And that's
by
my wedding ring.
By insulting a lot of people tonight, Ms. Bingham, how do you hope to keep black men away from white women?
I'm trying to show how strong black women are and how a black man will be happy with a black woman instead of having some little vanilla snowflake hanging on his arm who's going to dump him in 6 months for the first white man to come
Why
along.
Why would they dump him? Okay, how come the black man can't dump the white woman? Why are you
black
saying
man,
you
it's impossible for a black man to dump a white woman?
He
all hooked
you
up.
Are, you keep saying
he's all
they're
messed up.
Go with them
all right, okay.
Dump him in 6 months.
Because the
you
black man's mind,
but
a white woman gets to a black man's mind is like a real good,
a
real good shot.
All right, look. Thank you very much for all of the comments that I've heard tonight, but I haven't understood the last 5 minutes of conversation. I picked up hoop earrings and conch.
That one more than sister. She can't name one show Shirley Hemphill was on. And I
get out of here.